Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody, Tori Hartman here, and welcome to Psychic Tuesdays with Tori. I am so super excited about this episode in particular, because I'm going to be talking about life purpose. And one of the things that I think is, I guess, fairly important is that one of the things I noticed when I started working with my Chakra Wisdom Oracle cards, and that's something that some of you may or may not know, is that with the Chakra Wisdom Oracle cards, I discovered over the years as people started working with the cards and they got more and more and more value from working with them. In other words, one of the ideas that happened was people would say to me, my gosh, I really get my purpose. I really get new communication skills. I really get how to live my life in a completely different way. And for me, a lot of the work that I do, and I know some of you will relate to this, is a lot of the work I do is completely about, well, it's really about you, but it's also about making my job obsolete and really showing you the divination techniques or techniques to work with your own intuition. And I think, if I'm being honest, I think divination has been given a really bad rap in some ways, because, you know, divination really means from the divine. It really comes from a place of a higher consciousness. And so when we talk about divination skills, divination and working with divination, we're really talking about an entirely new way to approach our intuition as we work with a particular topic. So let's take, for example, life purpose, right? So we look at life purpose and we turn that around and we say, okay, if we look at that kind of title, life purpose, divination, now it suddenly looks like, what if we could use divination skills to support us in pursuing and looking at our life purpose? And I think that is one of the biggest conversations that I started to have, I want to say 3 years ago now, right after the Chakra Wisdom Oracle cards were published, and they hit number one on Amazon, and they've pretty much stayed in the top 10 for 4 years now, three and a half, and that's my other side, three and a half years now. And where we are and where they are is in this idea of what is the next step, what is the next evolution of working with tools that support us. And for me, that became that question of what if people really did have their own answers? What if what they were seeking outside themselves is either dation of what they suspect is true, or B, somebody to co-sign maybe something that we don't want to see, right? So we don't want to see that that person's not good for us, or that it might not be this year that we find love or, you know, a business or what have you. It may be that when we look at our lives in a long-term situation, we may be able to create enough health internally that if we know that, like it's in the cards, hey, you know, love isn't really in the air for the next 6 months or the next year. How would that change your life? What would that then look like? And I recently went to a friend of mine who does that type of reading, and she, you know, we were talking about it. And one of the things that I really discovered in that conversation was just what I'm saying to you, is that, you know, I really haven't been, and I was saying, sir, I haven't really been focusing on love. That hasn't been my primary focus. It's really about getting my work done, and I want to play with some new friends, and I want to be, you know, I want to work on my inner kindness, not only to others, but to myself. And so this is more about my relationship with me and where I am in the world. So when we're really looking at, you know, the truth of what divination skills can bring us, I think the biggest thing that most people fear when they do a reading, quote unquote, for themselves, is that they're going to interpret the cards in front of them negative. And therefore, when I talk about your life purpose. And when I and I'll be taking calls in a few minutes. I'm just going over. I usually like to outline the topic of the day a little bit. So when we talk about your life purpose, there's a very valuable thing I want to say, and then I'm going to talk about how you know if you're actually maybe just missing the target on your purpose. The first thing I want to say is your purpose is not really something you're going to do. It's something that you have a foundation of and stand on or stand for. So let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. I had a woman who did early on my first classes with Life Purpose Divination, and this is a while back. And by the way, I don't actually teach the course. It's actually an online course, so I've created it, but I'm not, I don't guide it. Although I'm doing one coming up because there's an upgrade to the course. But anyway, so I digress. So let me go back to this. So she is, she discovered at the end of the course, she was really disappointed. And she says, really kind of disappointed, Tori, because I wanted my life purpose to be to write this book, to write this book that I feel is in me that's never come out. And I said, well, what's the problem? And she said, well, I found out my life purpose was to be a great wife and mother. And I go, that's phenomenal. What's wrong with that? She's like, but I want it to be to write a great book. And I said, you could still write a great book. She said, but that wasn't my purpose. I said, no, your purpose is the foundational strength your entire life is almost filtered through. So if we think about those glasses, those rose-colored glasses, or we want to say, let's call them how we see the world glasses, right? So in essence, our life purpose is a pair of glasses we put on through which we see the world in front of us. When we see the world through our life purpose, i.e., you see your life purpose through the beauty of being a really great wife and a really great mother. And that is the way in which you see the world, through that lens that's your life purpose. And therefore, that's something that's innate in you. That doesn't mean you won't write a book. And she went, oh. I said, the book is coming through you, not to you. And, I think that's the biggest thing, is that when we talk about life purpose, it comes through us. And we spend an awful lot of time trying to find something that we experience as elusive, when the truth is, it's right there. I'm going to talk about some of the things that are going to show up when you really are not getting your own purpose. And this is a really, when you don't know how to access that strength. And by the way, when people, access their strength, like I always say, your greatest strength is through your wounding. Now, let's talk about my life a little. Well, my wounding, right, my wounding from my alcoholic mom and father, real Al-Anon dad, from that 12-step background, from the pain and the energy of, living with that, my wounding became my gift. So when it comes to people who have been wounded in that way, I really relate, and that's where a lot of my work is. So it's really about family healing, family dynamics, understanding that there's a bigger picture than we see. That became my purpose. So, and I'm going to share a list with you. I'm going to share with you some things that really are about, what happens when you don't know your purpose. So let's look at this: emptiness in the face of success. So in other words, you've created something you wanted to, and it doesn't have to be like, an international bestseller. It can be a beautiful painting or a beautiful table setting, but it doesn't feel like enough to you, even though it's a successful dinner party or a successful evening or a successful moment. There's an emptiness underlying everything. The other thing is feeling deeply unfulfilled at some level. And it really kind of feels like you were absent the day that purpose was handed out, that a deeper meaning. So life purpose, okay, is really a deeper meaning to everything we do. So let's go back to the woman who has she's a fantastic wife, fantastic, mother. Let's look at that for a minute. Well, that life purpose, right? That was what she was handed out the day that purpose was handed out. And our work was about finding it, right? So the other thing you're going to notice is that when you're really not accessing your purpose, there'll be overeating, drinking, distracting behavior, all of these things, shopping, and all of that is to fill the emptiness, right? And that's what hoarding is. It's all of that stuffing something in that painful feeling. And a lot of times it really is one of those things where we just don't know what to do about it. It's not anybody's fault. Nobody's doing anything wrong. There isn't a, you know, nobody's done something to you. It's just, that's the way it is. So when we look at that, now we can start to see an entirely different landscape. There's a couple things, I'm going to go through them. Working harder, thinking that making money will ease pain or a lack energy, only to find out the money never sticks around. And by the way, that's one of the biggest things, is that when I see people living outside their purpose, they're chasing a dollar down, or pound, down a windy street, but what's happening is they're never grasping it, because it can never stick around when the purpose of it is to ease pain, because pain cannot be eased through that acquisition of something that has an underlying intention of desperation, right? And what is that? That's outside your purpose. The other thing, there are a couple others, always feeling that other people are more fulfilled than you are in the moment, feeling like an outsider everywhere. And it really comes down to almost missing a place to belong. And at the same time, you might have a place to belong, but yet feeling it's not real. Like, let's go back to my client who's a wife and mom, right? And she is a fabulous wife and mom. Well, what happens? She doesn't feel really like it's true, because she's not doing something outside of that. So in other words, whatever you're good at, or whatever your skills are, or whatever is your calling, you kind of think, oh, that's too easy, right? Because it's kind of like I was saying to people when I was working on setting your theme for the year class, I was saying, look, you know, don't pick something to do that's your natural habitat. Like for me, picking anything, like setting a theme, right? Setting a theme or picking something like being persistent, that's like falling off a log for me. Okay, that's like the most, you know, rolling off a log, actually. It's so easy to do that it would be a silly intention. So intentions that you want to pick for yourself are things that are outside your comfort zone. But in order to do that, and in order to release yourself from a lot of that, I don't know, is to get into the life purpose through your intuitive divination, your answers inside, not mine. Because see, what happens is, you know, and I'm going to share this with you. Recently, I kind of got myself in a little bit of a swirl. I went, oh, am I on the right path? So I went to a couple friends of mine who are psychic and a reader, and, you know, I was listening, and in the past I would have been talking or telling them what I thought, and instead I just listened and I went, oh, okay, and it all made sense to me, because it all validated what I knew to be true. And wouldn't that be the most powerful thing of all? You know, we spend so much time being afraid of the negative. What if we lived in the knowing of the positive? What if we really stepped into something that was bigger than us, that was outside our comfort zone, that was something that wasn't just natural to us, you know? So a couple things I want to say about life purpose divination, and this is the key. You know, when you look at life purpose and divination, you're going to understand why anger and resentment appear for no reason. Because when we're in that swirl, and we think we need to get outside advice. What I noticed, in this is the first time in a few years that I've really sought out friends who are, you know, do what I do and all that. And, you know, I was listening to different readings. And one of the things that happened was they each brought up different points, you know, that I thought were really, really good. And I was like, yeah, oh, that's, yeah, of course. And so those were things that gave me aha moments. And that's what we're looking for. So as we work with the idea of your life purpose and where you're going with your life purpose, I want you to really think about your life purpose as a platform, not a destination. So if we really take the idea of life purpose is our platform, and we're standing on that platform, and yet there's a part of us that stands there and goes, okay, and however, when we're standing on that platform, it really goes back to chakra. Now let's go back to, because of course, you know, my deck is Chakra Wisdom Oracle. So chakra, right, is that root. So if we're standing on a platform, which is in fact our foundation, our root energy, our beginnings, what do we need to bring that beautiful, our roots, bring into our roots that beautiful spring water? Because where our roots in the ground, our energetic roots, are the same old roots. They've been going to the same place. What would happen if they went into or broke through into some spring water and that beautiful energy comes up into our platform? Now, here's the thing I want to share with you. I believe very strongly that every chakra in us has a specific purpose and meaning for us. And it's an intuitive purpose. It's an intuitive meaning. It's something we know to be true inside. So saying that, when we look at divination, divine, divining rod, right? What happens when you get these people that are literally, they use rods and they walk around and find water? Do you know what I mean? Like the dowsers. They literally walk around like this. It looks like a pitchfork or tuning fork. Sorry, it looks like a kind of like a two-pronged fork, and they walk around. And when that fork bends toward the earth, it means there's water there. So what we're doing when we talk about divination is we're talking about your personal tuning fork, or if you will, divining rod, that points you into the earth and says, this is where your water is. This is where your new strength is. This is where your new meaning comes from. And as that energy comes up into your root chakra, we can then begin to look at this in a wholly new way. And when we start to understand that we have our own answers, then that divination, these divination techniques that work with your life purpose, begin to redefine your platform of what you're standing on, and you really get to see the strengths you're drawing from, not just the roots from your family of origin, but your own roots that have probably been stagnant. And when I say stagnant, that's not a bad thing. They're, let me relanguage that. It's familiar, right? It's, those roots are familiar to you. But when we start to use divination tips like knowing that our intuition is speaking all the time, how to hear it, those kinds of simple things, and recognizing that we, our brain, doubts, doesn't always have the answers. So in just a moment, I'm going to be going to the phones. I am going to invite you to call in if you'd like to. Hi, Christine on chat. Welcome. I would like you to call in if you'd like. If you'd like to get a reading, please do so. The call-in number is 657-383-1828. Again, it's 657-383-1828. And I'm going to go to my first caller, which is, last three digits here are 9162. Hi there. What's your name?
Hello. My name is Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. Another day at work, and now I get
you.
To stay home. And yes,
I hear you. Well, yeah. Do you have a question for me or a comment? Or obviously you called in for a reason and you got some other information as well. So
yeah, no, that's okay.
Can answer for you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess life purposes is probably, excuse me, part of it is there's two businesses. I currently work in the hospital, which is fine, and I'm good with that. There's two other businesses. One I'm kind of working on, which has to do with health and wellness, and the other one is actually baking. So the baking one is kind of a work in progress, I guess. But I guess, how do you see, first of all, this first business going and then the second business? Or should I, am I going in the right direction or not? Or am I spinning my wheels? What do you see that I may see or may not see?
I think that the bigger conversation that I want to have with you is, what do you see, in the sense that how much does this, you know, what do you want to create from it? In other words, you know, two businesses are a lot. I mean, I used to run three, and I had no time for anything else. But it really, for you, you know, what is your feeling about these things? Because it just seems to me these are interests right now. When I say that to you, it's kind of like, I'm interested in this and I'm interested in this. I'm trying to get from you, and don't take this the wrong way, because obviously this is a, you know, reading, because I see the cards, but I'm not entirely sure what you see at the end of it for you. What would you like to see happen? Because, and I'm looking at the perfection card, for example, and I'll tell you the three cards: gossip, creation, reversed, and perfection. And when I look at these three cards and I look at this in this order, one of the things that becomes very apparent to me is that, you know, it's really important for you that at the end of the day, it's almost like the outcome is to look good, yet the creation card is reversed, and that tells me that there's a breakthrough there. And when I look at the first card of gossip, which is a great card, it's the gossip card, it really is that there can be some, I feel some kind of againstness energy of like that you're not getting as much support as you'd like. And I think that has to do with the fact that you're not definite enough yet. You have not really defined these as where you know, let me just give you an example. There's a big difference for me when I'm sitting with my dog's physical therapist. He's a bum leg, and I'm saying, gee, we should do a wellness center, and this would be fantastic, and getting excited about an idea versus having plans and being ready to build something out. So what the reason I say this to you is, I think you can do whatever you'd like, but I do think that you're not going to get an assurance of doing it perfectly. Because when I look at the perfection card, that's really about, you know, I'm hearing spirit say, you got to take a risk, Linda. This is about a risk. This isn't about like, okay, this is the better one. You know what I mean? You have to decide. And when you do, that's where the creation reverse, that's your breakthrough. You have to create it before it can be validated. Because you can get on with 20 other psychics. I'm not going to kid you on this one. You can listen to 20 other people and go, oh, yes. Oh, this, you should do baking. And someone will say, oh, you should do the wellness. Oh, and you know what?
Yeah.
I really am going to say to you, decide for yourself what the most important thing to you is. How would you like to look at the end of the day and take both things? Take a wellness center, take baking. Look at them for you. Once you're certain about where you want to go, I have a strong feeling that people will start lining up to help you. Right now, I feel there's a sense that, you know, you may be feeling like people aren't supporting you as much as you'd like them to. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, I do.
And that's because
I do.
Yeah, that's because really you're not definite enough yet, and that's not a bad thing, by the way. It's really not a bad thing, because it's really that you're at the beginning stage of creating and deciding and dreaming. And you know what? I'm going to be honest. Sometimes we don't spend enough time in that phase. You know, I recognized that when I had my book that was, I turned in last July, that was like 2 years late for publishing date. And it was because it wasn't ready. You know, I hadn't really internally baked it. And I think both of what you want to do is very viable. They have very different lifestyles. And I think internally you may be torn between two lifestyles. But I think when you sit down and just write down your average day with each career, I think you may see more clearly where you want to go. Because you must remember that the wellness is where you've come from, right? but in a more holistic, if you will, way. That may not, you know, especially around traditional medicine, people may roll their eyes a little. Not so much now, but you know. Mm-hmm. But
well,
you know
wellness
what?
Is more around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the wellness is that I'm talking about is more around like vitamins and that kind of thing. So, you know, so
yeah,
I don't
listen. This is my sense. Anything you pick in these areas will be successful for you. But I just think what I would say to you is don't start it before it's ready. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. And they said the baking one, I have to perfect what it is I need to do before I can actually really sell it or promote it, because it doesn't make sense. Oh, here, I'm going to slap some things together and buy them. That doesn't make any sense. You know,
No.
I can't get a loan that
way,
that
makes
and
sense.
That's just not going to work. So,
and that may be what perfection's about. Mm-hmm.
Right. So that one, I do. I am going to have a time to play with that and get it to where it is that I want, that I can actually have a store or whatever it is I want to do there.
Well, I think is that you've got two very different things, and when you get certain on which one is going to, because they're like I said, they are different lifestyles, and they're two very powerful careers. I think just pick the internal one that feels right to you, and you'll know what to do. I think it's very hard to kind of say, oh, it's going to be, because you're in the development stage. So I hope that helped you. I hope that gave you some insight.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Will you do me a favor, Linda, and let me know what you end up starting? That'd be great.
Well, I kind of started the health and wellness vitamins. I really did start that, but you know, I have my moments.
Well, we all do.
Want to see if
that's part of stepping into something. That's part of stepping into something. So, you know, I think, my feeling is anything you really commit to will be, you know, successful. It's just that you have to step in with both feet. That's all I'm going to say about that right now. But I want to hear more later as you move more in. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too. So, one of the things I want to say, I know some of you missed the conversation. I was talking about life purpose divination and, you know, having our own answers. So sometimes things will come through very easily. And sometimes, like what I love about just now, you know, talking to Linda was that there are times when it's like, oh, this person's in development with something. And when I see that, I don't always think it's right for me to interfere with a process. And I really feel that spirit says to me, they have their own answer. Let them decide. You know, I had a client come to me once, and this is where I feel sometimes everybody, it can be very dangerous with readings. And this is where I feel like, you know, this is why I work with professionals. This is why I like it, because I had someone come to me once, and she was in my spiritual club. And she was very upset, and she, you know, she called me up and she said, listen, I don't bother you, but I had a friend, we were practicing card reading, and this woman pulled the death card, and she told me my husband was going to die. And I said, what? You know, like, you know, and this was just a classmate, because she was just saying, oh, you know, death, he's going to die. This was in a tarot class she was taking. I read Shark Wisdom Oracle, but I also read tarot, but that's not how I would interpret the death card necessarily. But she really went into upset, and she was like, oh, my gosh, my husband's going to die. I said, hold on. First, breathe. The second thing is, when you pull any card like that, and particularly when it can be around your husband, it doesn't necessarily mean he's going to die. It may mean that he has some medical things going on that he needs to take care of, or there could be consequences. And she said, oh. And I said, has he had problems lately? And she said, yeah, because he was a diabetic. And I said, well, maybe what that message is, and this person didn't understand interpreting, is, and I just asked her, I said, do you think perhaps it could be that he's putting off a doctor's appointment or something? Is that? And she said, oh, my gosh, he's put it off for 3 weeks. And I said, well, that may be just a flag. How do you feel? She said, I think that's it. And the point is, she then took her husband to the doctor, and of course the doctor found some levels and adjusted his medicine, and the doctor said to her, this could have had dire consequences. So we can look at it as, you know, yes, that could be the outcome if you don't do anything, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're doomed. I just want to say that, because I think that really good readers and really good, I want to say interpreters, really understand the nuances of the fact that we're working, at least in my opinion, we're working with God. I mean, I'm working with, you know, the idea that you have that, you have your own God, you have your own understanding of God, and you really have your own answers. So I think that's very important when we look at these things, and particularly when we're looking at things like life purpose, divination. You know, it was the marketers when I was putting the course together, and I said, well, it's kind of discovering your life purpose through divination secrets, because, and they were like, no, no, that's too long. So when I created that course that I was talking about, life purpose colon divination, for me, and then they took the colon out, but for me it was about divination tools. Now, what are these? These are actually just tools that we're using, spiritual tools. There's not like some strange, you know, we're not, you know, lighting incense and chanting. It's more like practical tools that allow us to step back in times of panic or worry. So that said, today I want to really have you get that your life purpose is a platform you're standing on, not something you're moving toward. And that's a key element. And I'm going to jump over to, and I'm going to take more calls. So I'm going to jump in now. And by the way, if you do want to call in, you can at 657-383-1828. An interesting year, 657-383-1828. And I'm going to go over to, LA. Well, Ventura, 805. So here we go, 6979. Hello.
Hi, this is Donna. Yeah, I'm in Santa Barbara. We're close.
Yay. How'd you do after the fires? Are you okay?
Oh, I lost a dear friend. Yeah, she opened the door and the mud came in, and then it pushed her out through an entire wall in her living room. And she died from trauma. Yeah.
Oh.
That was hard.
Oh,
I'm so sorry to hear that. Thanks. And then my two sisters were visiting a friend in Montecito, and I told them they were supposed to evacuate, and they didn't. And it got all the homes except theirs. Oh.
Okay.
I mean, I can't believe
Are
it.
You
they
kidding?
Didn't evacuate. No, they stayed. Oh, my God. Like so many people did, I guess. So many were supposed to have left and just didn't leave, you know.
And what happened to your sisters? Are they okay?
Yeah, they're okay. They had to stay there 5 days because they couldn't get out because of the road.
Oh, yeah.
And they had no electricity, no water. And now they're finally going back today. It's been a long time.
Oh, my God.
Go
Thank
back
God
the
they're okay. Thank
yeah.
God,
oh
Donna.
God.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just getting truth bumps and chills from that. That's just horrifying. I mean, and I was, because I was, you know, I'm from New York, but I lived in L.A. for, I want to say, 25 years. And so, you know, I know that 101 really well. And just so everybody knows, if you cannot, if the 101 is really the most direct route from Santa Barbara and Ventura down to L.A. So if you can't get on that road, it's like you have to go all the way out and around, which is like a four-hour drive, I think, three or four hours. It's just
It's like
crazy.
My friend, it took her 5 hours to get to L.A.
Yeah.
The other route through 166. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And just so everybody knows that this – the thing about, and so many people talk about this, Donna, and what I want to say about the in fairness to the people in Montecito, they did was they had one side of the street they told was mandatory evacuation. The other side of the street was voluntary. And it was just like a no rhyme, no reason. And so when the mud came, it just, and just so people understand, this is like an avalanche. Okay, and everybody understands that more profoundly. When you look at a snow avalanche on TV and you just see it coming, there's nowhere to run. I mean, and I saw this in the fires when I was there over the years, that, you know, The minute it's on its way, you're done. It moves. This is like 2,000 degrees in the fire, and they move in like 5 seconds. They can sweep up a mountain. They move that fast.
Yeah.
So
yeah, real quick.
I just, you know, and I think it's important that people understand that, Donna, that this isn't like, oh, she just opened her door. No, it was already there. It wasn't, you know, because people think, well, why didn't she leave it closed? Guess what? You can't.
It wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
It got the whole upstairs,
and
devoured three of the rooms. I mean, it got up as high as the second floor.
Oh.
With boulders and trees. And, yeah, my sister, she was able to walk around because she was stuck there for the 5 days, and she said it looked like a war zone. There were, cars on the second floor of houses, and, oh, my gosh. I mean, that's pretty powerful stuff to lift a car up into the second floor of a house.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I only saw some of it on TV, you know, and I was watching it because I have friends who are up, you know, up in Ventura, and they were evacuated. So, you know, it was quite a – and this is the thing we've seen so much of. Last year, we had more natural disasters than I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had three major hurricanes. We had how many fires that just didn't go out in California? We had mudslides.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was the first time, I'm going to be honest to everybody, that was the first time I've ever seen a mudslide, like, up, you know, in up close. Like, not meaning I wasn't there, but, like, the power of it. You know, people don't really understand unless they're there. And the idea that, you know, somebody could jump in a swimming pool to avoid a fire, it's almost impossible because fire is 2,000 degrees and it's sweeping over you. So you can't even pop up out of the water to breathe because it's too hot. So it's a really strange thing that a lot of people don't understand, you know, these natural disasters. And, you know, anyway, I'm sure you didn't call in about that, but I just, wow, what a...
Okay.
No, I'm really sorry about your friend because I feel
I
feel like, you know, she was, she's really, really sad about, you know, some of the things that she wanted to do, she didn't get to do.
Yeah.
She had some plans ahead, Donna, is what I'm hearing, that she's really sad she didn't get to see you. And she, I don't know, there's something about birthday, I don't know what that's about, but I feel that there were some plans in the works. And she's really sorry. She's really sorry because she just, you know, and of course we know she can't help it, but that's something that that you need to know, that she's
okay.
I'm really feeling like you know, she it's so funny. She had a sense of humor. She's saying she won't have as much fun without me.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, she was fun.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But she's kidding. She's just saying to remind you of that. But
okay.
I pulled the recovery card. Oh, thank you. I just want to say this, and I'll let you ask a question, which is that I pulled the recovery card, which is really a funny thing. Because recovery, obviously they were recovering bodies, but also the recovery card is not just, you know, from alcohol or drugs. The recovery card, although it can mean that, recovery card is really recovering lost treasure, and it's recovering parts of you. One of the things that this experience is going to do for you, and if you allow it, is to really uncover for you and recover that you're not dead yet. And the truth is, there is a lot of treasure left for you to give out, and a lot of I feel travel and things for you to do. So I hope that helps a little bit.
Oh yeah,
I
love travel. I love going to foreign countries, and I just love it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's good for you. It's very good for you because you happen to be somebody that is very acclimated. And this is interesting because I'm just pulling the cards. I'm looking at instinct and release reversed. Instinct really tells me, again, this is seventh chakra, and so is release. Seventh chakra is really in some ways the roamer, because he's the wolf of white light, and he goes to search, to seek his higher consciousness, which he finds on his journey. And the release card is really, I'm going to say this to you, you let people off the hook a long time ago. You just don't want to carry around baggage. So good for you.
Right.
Yeah, that's a big one for you. So do you have a question for me, Donna? I'm sorry, I'm going on about
other
things.
Well, I don't really know what my life purpose is. I mean, I'm 63. I'm retired, and I'm just going to start taking these different little classes like acting and hiking and things like that. They start up in March. I don't have kids. I've never been married. I'm hoping that maybe when I meet my partner and get married, that'll be my life purpose, because it's something I've always wanted to do my whole life, and that was get married. Believe
it
or not.
It's so funny. No, I get it. I myself am in a similar boat. Of course, I'm 58, but I did get married once. I had an LA marriage, so it was about 35 minutes. But I really understand where you're at, and I feel very strongly. This is a really interesting thing. I feel like you may be in that time zone anyway. And what's interesting about, when I worked with, life purpose divination, that's actually, it's really about cleaning out and energetically moving through your chakra and coming to, and by the way, I feel such peace around you with things. And people always say to me, gosh, you don't look your age. And I think people say that to you too, but I always joke and say, well, that's because I had no kids, no husband, no stress, we just didn't have it. But what I want to say to you is I do feel that there may be a move for you. I do feel that.
Okay.
Because I do feel that there may be a new adventure. And I do feel that on the horizon. When I pulled the Wolf of White Light and I pulled the release card, I just feel like you don't have a lot of baggage going on. So I do feel like this could definitely be your time. I feel a very positive feeling around that. And I think you're doing all the right things. Definitely, if you get a chance, just go over to my website, ToriHartman.com, and definitely sign up so you can find out what's going on. And my course, Life Purpose Divination, actually starts, and it's LifePurposeDivination.com. It actually starts February 11th. It's virtual, but what's interesting is I'm going to be doing a once-a-week phone call with it to really help guide people through, and there's a Facebook page. It's really a fun course, actually. It's my favorite. And it's something like, I think my assistant put it up for 75% off because we just revamped it.
Oh, that's
so
great.
We're getting an introductory offer. Yeah, it's a really great course. I think you'd actually dig it based on where you are. It probably would just – I just have a feeling it would. Check it out. Just go over to that link, lifepurposedivination.com, and you'll see the page and you'll see the information and see if it calls to you. But either way, get on my mailing list so we can definitely stay in touch. And I hope that helped today. Thank you for
very much.
All your,
thank you, Tori.
Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you, Donna. And so I just love, hearing and what Donna just shared, because I'm going to go to I've got a bunch of you I'm still going to get to today. I love what Donna just shared, because one of the things that begins to happen is that, when we're stepping into, and by the way, I'm seeing this with a lot of people, really, especially women, 50s, 60s, 70s, really restarting their life. And it's really exciting, because I think if you're younger, by the way, I think that's an encouragement for you to see that, life doesn't stop at 40 or 50 or 60. The definition of age, right, has changed so much. And listen, don't kid yourself. We're getting older, right? I mean, I feel it. But I also feel that we have a new language with one another that is just universal now. And when we get into our internal wisdom, it's an entirely different thing. So really, and what I didn't say is with my chakra wisdom oracle cards, and you can find them on Amazon and all that, but that's my deck. And one of the things I have learned is that the more we listen to our intuitive side, the richer our life becomes. So I'm going to jump over now. I'm going to go to New York, 3285. Okay, 3285. Hi there.
Hello.
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 What is your name?
Oh, wonderful. Karen, actually, official name is Karen Sue. I don't know what I'm supposed to be called, but a lot of people shorten it, so.
Hi, Karen Sue. I don't have to shorten it. You like what?
I like Car, but nobody, that hasn't stuck, and I'm told numerologically it's too small to actually use.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I know somebody else who tried to use that name, and there's not a hook to it. It's on. It's kind of an odd thing. So, Miss Karen Sue, or Care, do you have a question for me, or would you like me to just pull some cards? What would you like?
Wow, I'd like both. Actually, I don't really know what my purpose is or how I'm going to make money to get out of my rut. So any messages that would be helpful? I've mostly been working on healing myself. That kind of has messed up my life.
Don't tell me too much, if you don't mind, Karen Sue. Before you, I'm only interrupting you so I don't hear you, because I would rather tell you what the cards are telling me. That way, I'm not interpreting what you're telling me. You know what I mean? And then we can dialogue. So,
well, some people want more information, but
ways.
Understand, I don't want to influence you. So
yeah,
very
no. And that's fine. It's more that sometimes and this is an interesting thing too. Sometimes people tell me a story, and the cards tell me a different story. So I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing. All right. So here's what I see. I have the facade card reversed, renewal right side up, and balance reversed. So the first card here, the facade card reversed, it tells me a lot of internal work. It's the story of, I think it was Dariah. I forget the character's name now. My brain just went. Anyway, the original fable is called The Bronze God. And Dariah is reclaiming his inner child. And that's the basic fable. Basically, his father died and he had to take care of his mother and sisters. And in the fable, at the end of his life, he goes back to the park where he lost his little boy internally, and he reclaims his child. And what this is about is that it's never too late to really incorporate, or I want to say integrate, some of what you fear may have been lost. So when I look at that, and that's a yellow card, that's a lot of work. It's a lot of internal work that took a lot of brain power. One of the things you may not be noticing all that much, Karen Sue, is the amount of the second card renewal starts in the winter on the left of the card, and on the right it goes to spring. And when I look at that, it really is, it's the story of Geranium. And basically she gets plucked from her pot, and she's all excited because she thinks she's going to get a new pot, but instead she's thrown in the garbage, and a new plant is put in the pot she lived in. And she's so much in upset because she was so comfortable in that pot and she loved it. And basically the story, as the story goes, she ends up in a landfill, and all she knows, she doesn't know that, we know from the story, but she starts to reach her roots out, and she's like tasting coffee and a banana, and she's like, this is great. And what it's about is that her entire world has changed because she's free from that little pot, and she's completely renewed in a new place. Now, when I look at the third card, balance, this is as a reversal. The balance card is really chasing a dream at the expense of your real life, and thinking that something outside of you is going to make you incomplete. And that really, again, that's a sixth chakra card, so that's multi-generational healing, that's family of origin, and that particular meaning is you were trained to really ignore your reality and live in a dream world because the reality was really horrible. And I'm just validating that for you. What this reading tells me is that what you need in this moment more than anything, and it's interesting, Karen Sue, that you wanted the nickname Care, which is, you know, you really have been striving to put everything together. And I want to validate for you that you are really, for lack of a better way of putting this, I want to validate that, yes, you were told that there was nothing wrong. And you had to live in a fantasy world in order to endure what you endured as a child. And what I'm seeing here is you're putting that together. You're beginning, when I look at the renewal card and facade, you're beginning to see that the world is not the place you were told it was, or that you dreamed, or that you lived in. It's none of that, and yet it's all of it. And what I mean is, when someone's being abused at home and they go out into the world and have to pretend they're normal, and then they see a dream that they want, they can live in that dream world. And what I want to say to you is, everything is finding its natural place. Does that make sense to you?
I'm not sure. Does it mean what I was pursuing, what I thought I always wanted, was just a fantasy?
No. What it means is that right now, with all of the work that you've done, it is acknowledging that what you thought you wanted at the time may not be the way you have to go about creating it, and that may be the confusing part. Is that making sense to you?
I'm really not sure.
Okay. Let me just say it this
my
way.
My life.
Go ahead.
I just want to say I had been obsessed with acting. I, you know, kept doing classes and theater groups and performances and going on the auditions in New York. While I was working when I could and in between jobs, and then I kind of had to stop when I was taking care of my grandmother and I needed to devote all my time and energy to her, and I put it on hold, and by the time my grandmother passed, I completely fell apart emotionally, physically, spiritually, and said, oh God, I can't go back to it now, I look so terrible. I guess I was hoping for a sign to show me that I would, and then I was thinking that, you know, well, it didn't happen for me all the times I was really trying, I guess it's not meant to be, so I've been trying to, like, get messages and all kinds of, you know, inspiration, whatever. What is my purpose? And
well, okay, hold on one second.
I get that.
Hold on one second. Hold on, Karen Sue. I want to go back to something you just said. Okay, let's back up. After your grandmother died, you fell apart, and you started saying, I guess it's not meant to be. I look terrible. It's not meant to be. Well, I want to just say to you, it's not meant to be really comes down to the, like, an internal, and this is the best way for me to put it, I'm feeling an internal anger, like an internal rage about it, because it's like, well, why not? Why not is it meant to be? Like, that's just that term, that buzzword or buzz phrase really means I'm gonna quit this because it's just not meant to be, so that I don't have to feel the pain of it. And I think what I'm saying, and I think this actually makes more sense, is exactly what you're saying. You know, there was a time and a way that you thought it should happen. Well, it's not going to happen that way, but it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. It's almost funny because I was going to use the being discovered on the Schwab drugstore stool as part of that conversation. Because what I'm seeing with Balance Reversed is that, you know, acting is like being an author. You know, you don't have to be good looking and thin to be an actor. There are tons of people who make a living as actors and are not the star. So the reason I say this to you is, if you're looking for a sign outside of you, it will not happen. But if you're looking for that internal thing of, you know what, didn't work before, but I'm a different person now. So I think when you look at your life purpose and the time you spent with your grandmother, it makes a lot of sense that your purpose is about care and self-care and caring for others. And from that platform, you can become and step into being an actor. Does that make sense to you?
Sorry, I'm still not sure about that.
Okay.
I understand
you know
what you mean,
I
and caring makes
okay,
sense.
Good.
I'm also helping my partner as much as I can. He's got issues.
And,
So I feel like a kind of a half-assed caregiver.
Okay, here's what I want to say to you. I think that I told you a lot in this reading that maybe, you know, I feel like there's a difference between our brain and our intuition. Our brain is always like, no, that's not right. Our intuition knows what's true, but our brain is what creates upset or confusion or doesn't let us see something. So what I'm going to invite you to do is breathe and go download this later and listen again, because I think that we can get into a long conversation that's just brain talk as opposed to what you heard intuitively, and I'd like to give you a chance to see, to really listen to that, and then just call in another time. Let's talk again, Karen, see what comes forward to you. Give this a little time to settle.
I think, you know, a lot of what you said has rung true, and I think a lot of what, I know a lot of what has held me back with the acting is I don't want to be seen looking the way I do.
Well, and you know what? The thing is, I'm going to say this to you. You're going to be seen looking the way you do. Here's the thing. Here's the great cosmic secret, right? People see me the way they see me. And the truth is that I have seen the people that are the strangest people end up doing what they love. And you know what? It's like nobody really cares anymore. We come from a different generation. Anyway, love, I do have to move on because I've got other people to read. But I just want to say to you, you know, this is like supposed to be like a quick, you know, but I've been giving people more time because I love it. So, but please call
you're
back
so
and
sweet.
Let me know how
I appreciate
doing.
It. Thank you.
Thank
I will
you,
call
Karen
back.
Sue.
Thank
I
you.
That. Thank you. And so I want to say that, you know, one of the things I love about doing this is that when we look at your purpose, when we look at life purpose, and that's why I have the course, it really is a journey that you go on. And that's why I was saying this is the only time I'm teaching it coming up, because, you know, it really is your own personal evolution and where you're heading. So I've got a few more people that I want to get to before the end of the show. So I'm going to jump right over and I will take a sip of water as I call on you. And let's see, I've got a couple more people. 9895. Hello. Are you there?
I am. Hello. This is Heather.
Heather, great name. Okay. So, Ms. Heather, do you have a question? How'd you hear about the show anyway? Let's see.
I found it on Blog Talk.
Isn't that great? I love that. I know. I'm like, sometimes you just have to find something. So, Ms. Heather, what is your question for me?
Well, I think this is a perfect topic because I have always struggled with trying to figure out what my life purpose is, because I have, I guess I've kind of gone through a lot in my 37 years, and maybe so much that maybe some people might not have been able to come out of it with like somewhat of a halfway decent head on their shoulders, and I feel like I'm doing that, but I also feel like this happened for a reason. I feel like I have a purpose. Like I just feel like it's for a reason other than just, you know, because someone can survive all of it. And I feel like,
yeah, and I want to just say something to you. You are right. I want to just right off the bat, I want to validate for you that you are now on a path of destiny. And I want to remind you of something, because I pulled the cards, I'm getting truth bumps, so I'm just going to speak how I speak. I want to tell you right now, what I am feeling for you is you are, it happened, it's so funny, I want to say in January, but I feel like it's this year. This month has given us a breather. I just want to say it's been a slow month. And I really feel like, okay, I've had a breather. And so when I say that, you are definitely turning away from the old idea of trying to look good, because you were like, F that, I don't care how I look, I have to do what I have to do. And your survival.
I wanted to say that I don't mean to interrupt you, but my whole entire life I have been all about, you know, makeup and hair and it's just everything on the outside. And since I have been kind of doing some self-work and stuff like that, and I would say over the past year, I have probably put on makeup a total of 10 times.
Okay,
I can't remember
so let me just tell you something.
Before.
So the reason I'm jumping in is because I want to read you. I don't want you to tell me about you.
Okay, sorry.
And I like the validation, so thank you. But I really want – the reason I say that is because, listen, here's the thing, and this isn't about you, but I think it's very important we all get. There's a big difference between friendship, therapy, and psychics, right, or intuitives or a reading, right? A reading do just this. It's validating your experience. So, oh, my gosh, you know, like, F it, I don't care, is like exactly in alignment, and it's validating your truth. Because what I want to say to you is, because you've been through hell in your life, and by the way, good for you for surviving and being here to tell your tale, okay? Because I think it was a very dangerous path you were on, and the courage it took you to steer into your destiny does have a reason. I'm going to say that. And it also, because I really see you, it's almost like climbing up out of the off the side of the mountain. You really just climbed right up and just went, I'm going to make it. And I don't know what came over you that you were going to succeed, or I want to say survive. Some people see it as success, by the way. And the destiny, it's interesting because the first card is vanity, second card is destiny. And the third card is perception. And we're looking at vanity is blue. It's communication, what you were communicating to the world. Hi, just look at me. I look good. And it's so funny. We came from, you know, Karen Sue, who was like, you know, I don't like my look, you know, to this thing of like, you know, hi, look at me. And then all of a sudden you just turned a corner, Heather, where you went, I don't really give a F what you guys think, F you. And it was more... It wasn't an againstness about people. It was an againstness about the old facade. And as you stepped away from it, one of the things that's happening is you're recognizing that there is a reverence you have. And it's much more important to you to drop to your knees and thank God you're here and you're able to turn the boat around. And I'm going to say this. I don't know how the hell you did it. But it's been nothing short of a miracle. I'm only validating for you what you know. The third card, perception, is a beautiful story. These cards, by the way, came through my near-death experience, and it's over 30 years ago, and these are all based on fables. And anyway, the
I read a little
chakra
bit about it all. But...
Oh, okay, good. So then you understand. So the perception card, this third card, is the Emerald Stone. And this woman, she's a princess, and she comes into this horribly deformed, hideous, like, garden, and she hates it, and she says, this garden is like my life. And the Emerald Stone says, go through that wooden door. And she listens. She goes through the wooden door, and it slams shut behind her, and she's in a hallway. And I always, you know, it's a long, darkened hallway, and she has no choice but to move forward. She can't get out from the past, from the door that shut. And I always say to people, you know, it's the old cliche, Heather, when one door closes, another window opens, but the hallways are a bitch, okay? So, you know, it's so you're really in, you know, you relanguage that. You have been in the hallway a long time, and you came out and you recognized that the garden really wasn't ugly. It was your perception of the garden. And this is about, this time period is about you seeing your life from a different perspective, placing values in different areas. So when we look at life purpose, and when in the course I teach, which is the life purpose divination, what we really get to is the difference between your brain and your intuition. And your brain is always trying to protect you and, hello, make you look good, right? But your intuition is constantly speaking. So when you feel, I don't know, I'm confused, that doesn't make sense, that's because your intuition is trying to speak to you, but your brain is trying to shut it down because your brain's sole purpose is to make you look good. So when we look at that as a technique, right, and there's a bunch of them, but when we use that as a main technique, what begins to happen is you start to recognize that it's not that your brain is wrong, but your brain kept you alive to this point. And now your perception is changing, and it's part of learning to shift the reality you thought existed. And when we look, and I say this a lot, I believe our wounding is our greatest gift. And so from what you've been through, you have such compassion, and you're really in a place where you can really offer that hand up to others. But it's very important that you continue to work on the difference between a hand out and a hand up. And that's where the lines can get blurred a little. But there's a lot more to this. But I hope that helped you. Did that make sense to you today?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And would you mind telling me what the second card was again?
Sure. First card is vanity. Second was destiny.
Destiny.
And the third
card
is perception. Destiny is a great card. It's really funny because in the original deck, before when I self-published and spent all my money before it got published by a publisher, it's the fable of black and white. And they go before the Council of the Great Spirits and they ask to have their fate changed. And so you did get a fate change. You did get a new lease on life. And so you are correct on that. How about that?
Perfect. I like it very much.
Yeah, thank you. And you know, if you go to my website, ToriHartman.com, you'll find the free shuffler. You know, if you just register for it, you can try the cards online free. And it'll give you kind of like plots for the day and stuff like that. So definitely check it out if you can.
I will do so. Thank you very much.
Oh, much love, Heather. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm just going to take a sip of water. And then I've got two more folks I want to get to. And then one of the things I want to say, though, if you go to lifepurposedivination.com, and obviously this is whenever this is recorded later, it'll be different. But if you're live now, I think it's something like 75% off the course because we're relaunching it. And this is the only time I will be teaching it. So I'll be on the, you know, basically it's self-guided, and then I'll be doing a Q&A and a little exercise with everybody so you can really get into the tools of life purpose divination and, you know, steer your own boat. It's such a fabulous course. Anyway, the website link is lifepurposedivination.com, and you can read more about it. I'm going to jump over to, another New Yorker, 0073. Hello. Hello, 0073.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
Good.
Pam?
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Lisa.
Hi, Pam.
How are you today?
Okay. You're Pam or Lisa, did you say? I'm sorry.
It's actually, it's Lisa. I was
Lisa,
saying hello
that's
to
so weird.
You.
Oh, I thought you said Pam. I was like, who's, okay.
No,
hi, Lisa.
I said hi. I talk so fast sometimes. I said, hello, Pam. And then when you asked my name, I said, it's Lisa.
Got it. All right. Well, we'll start slow. So did you have a question for me, or do you want me to pull cards? What would you like?
Yes, if you would like. Okay, so this is it. I had a vision, okay, of my life partner. Now, I'm going back to school to complete my master's degree in September for 1 year. And I'm not sure exactly. I know that I'm going to meet him. I don't know if I will meet him at the end of this year or sometime in 2019. But when we first meet, we probably more than likely will be friends. But the thing is this, I know he's coming, number one, or we are going to meet. But I'm not too sure which person he is going to be. That's all I see. I don't know. I see a shy person, and then I see a person that's not shy. I don't know. I'm just not sure.
You know what?
I'm gonna
tell you what I think here, Lisa. And this is, you know, I don't do this type of reading. This is not my specialty.
Oh.
But I will tell you someone who is this kind of person. I think she's the best. Carol. With an E, Carol Allen, A-L-L-E-N, and
okay.
You can just look her up. I think it's loveisinthestars.com.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Absolutely, in my opinion, hands down, the best Vedic astrologer who does love work that I've ever seen. And she can predict. She does the predictions, and I believe a lot of the love energy is in the stars as well. So I kind of defer to her on that because my work is about creating your inner reality to reflect your outer reality. So what you're asking and talking about is something that would be best suited for her. So I'm going to I'm going to refer you to her rather than just try to pretend like I see something when I don't. Do you know what I mean? That's
okay,
just
yeah,
not my...
That's what, yeah, because see, me personally, I don't think I'm going to get into... I know I'm picky. And my goal is to focus on school because I know my energy is going to be on school for the 1 year.
And see, that's what I want to say to you is that it's not the area that I do. So I would suggest go look up Carol Allen. I think you'd really dig her. And I'm sure that there's other psychics on Blog Talk that'll give you a reading around that. And I listen, you know, you're intuitive. You know where you're at. But I would really like to see you best served by someone who can do that type of reading. I hope that helps you, Lisa. Thanks for calling in.
That helps.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, can I ask a different question then? Since you can't help.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. So right now I work at a call center, and hopefully my goal is to get back working in the corporate environment. Do you see that happening for me? I know it's going to happen this year. Do you see that happening in the second part of the year?
I don't really know when it will happen, but I really feel that. You know, this is really about you and doing your thing, which is putting your nose to the grindstone, being grateful for what you have. And I'm going to tell you, miracles always open up for you. So I really feel like it's about for you finding that balance. And I pulled miracle, gratitude, and workaholic reversed, which is really finding the right way for to find balance for you. I hope that helps, Lisa.
Yes. It does.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, love. All right.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Bye.
And that's something too, everybody, is that, you know, it's not that I don't like to do predictive work. It's that I believe that we're going to see more and more with intuitive type work. We're going to be drawn to people that really can give us the kind of work we need. And really trust your intuition, everybody. I really want to say that to you. And I'm going to go to 2911 in a minute. But if you want me to do a reading for you, do hit the number 1 on your keypad and it'll raise your hand. Otherwise, you can hang out and just listen. But one of the things I want to say is that, you know, those kinds of readings, and it's funny, I was just having this this conversation with my friend Tom, who was on the show with me, I guess like a week or two ago now, but anyway, 2 weeks ago. The thing he and I said, and he said, do you feel like maybe your energy is waning right now? Or, you know, and I said, no, I feel what's happening. Because he was saying like certain parts of his gift is just not showing up the same way. And I said, you know, for me, what I'm seeing happen is I'm just not vibing on certain types of readings. And that's easier for me to send people to those who are specialized in that. And that way they can get what they need. Because, and it's more like this, everybody. It's kind of like drawing a blank. If you can imagine, you come to me and you go, okay, like I live in Asheville, North Carolina. How do I get to downtown? Oh, that's easy. It's just go make a left, go over the hill. It's right there. Or, you know, somebody comes to me and says, hey, do you know the directions to drive to Atlanta? And it's like, no, I'll have to send you elsewhere for that. So the point is that it's like I draw a blank on certain things and it goes through phases. And if I draw a blank on something, it's especially the way someone is approaching me, it's easier for me to say, hey, I think you're going to be served over here. And most people know that anyway. So it's much easier. All right, I'm going to go over to, I promise, 2911. And you are with me. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Terry. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, Terry?
Terry with a K, sorry.
Oh, Carrie. Totally cool. All right, Miss Carrie.
I can hear myself echoing a little bit, so I'm sorry about the connection.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of funky today. So do you have a question for me? Or?
I know. I've just been listening. I've been enjoying your readings. And you're right. There is sort of a funky energy in the air. Tomorrow's a significant day anyways for someone that I know in spirit. It's a birthday, so it would be an anniversary, and, of course, the super blue blood moon. So I was just open to any messages you may have for me for the upcoming year regarding my current spiritual path.
Great, Carrie. Great question. And, you know, one of the things I want to say is I work with energy, right? So it's kind of like, you know, I don't mold clay. I work with energy. And so you're right. tomorrow is a very significant day. And just at the time of this recording, I just want to let everybody know tomorrow is going to be January 31st. That is actually, that's right. And that is actually that moon that you're talking about. That and I don't know about you, but funkadoodle for me, it's been rough sleep, you know. It's just odd. So the good thing about that moon, and I want to say this for everybody, is that I have cleaned my kitchen. I know that sounds strange, but if you knew me, I live like a sophomore in college, okay, in a sorority. So I really changed that. This weekend I started shifting everything in my life.
Okay. Funny that you say that, because I've been doing the same. And I'm a Leo, and I know it's in Leo. So I feel
I'm
going to feel
Leos.
A little bit more. And I'm kind of empathic, and I've been feeling a little out of sorts. So.
Yeah, I hear you. Oh, my God, that's so funny. How did you find out about the show?
I don't know. I just went on Blog Talk Radio, and I just saw that you were live. That's about it. Something led me here.
Great. See, that's what I was trying to say, and I think you hit it. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like certain people naturally gravitate toward certain kinds of things, and sometimes, you know, it's like the old thing of, like, you'll buy a bag of apples, and one of them isn't the same kind, or it's not the best one, or whatever. And it's like, oh, that's not for me. Great. Okay. So let's take a look, Carrie, at what's going on for you. You know, I pulled three cards. I'm reading from Chakra Wisdom Oracle cards. The first card is Instinct. The second is Joy Reversed. And the third is Rejection, right side up, which happens to be one of my favorite cards in the deck. And the reason Rejection is my favorite is because the fable, the actual fable that the card is based on, it actually takes place in the 50s, and it's about a gay man who goes to jury duty, and he recognizes, he's an artist, and he recognizes that they won't use him. They're gonna reject him from jury duty, basically. And he says, I go and show up and I play the game, but they won't use me. And he knows this. And yet he rejects a world that doesn't work for him, although he accepts their world. So it's a very powerful thing of really saying, you know, that doesn't work for me. And one of the things I really see ahead for you, I'm going to tell you the three cards, Instinct right side up, Joy reversed, Rejection right side up. The Instinct card is really about the journey to the Great Spirit. And it's actually the Wolf of White Light is journeying to see the Great Servant. And he is not in the stable, but we know the wolf is journeying to meet him. And the idea is that it's the Instinct card. So it really is an instinctual time of following the path that you set out for yourself. You must use your instinct and not your feelings because your instinct will tell you, is it dangerous or not? Because here's what I want to say to you. You are going to go through the journey of feelings ebbing and flowing on the way through to your path. And there will be moments, stretched moments, when you absolutely don't know if where you're going is where you'll end up. So when I say that to you and then I look at the Joy card reversed, this is really about you on a journey to experience your life. When I see Joy reversed, it's kind of like you've done for everybody else. And
yes,
you've always...
A couple of years.
mm-hmm. And that's what I want to say is that...
I assume the responsibilities. Yeah. I'm breaking out of that now, but we still, my significant other and I, just to give you a little background, because what you're saying is 100% true. We own the properties that he owned. I inherited his half, and my grandmother passed after him, and I've been with my significant other almost 2.5 years now, and about a year ago, he decided to buy, you know, the other half out. My uncle for giving me a little bit of a problem, and we thought it would be a good endeavor. But in ways, it's kind of held me back because of the emotions. So, and, you know, it's taken a toll on our relationship. So it's exactly what you're saying. I know they don't care one way or the other whether I stay here. I'd like to see it come to fruition, but now I have a duty to be with, you know, my business partner, quote unquote, and sort of have to live my own truth at the same time. So absolutely correct what you're saying. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. And I think what we're looking at here, when we look at the Joy card, when we look at that reversal, we're really looking at, for you, this is going to be,
I see a necessary break. Now, I don't know what that means, and I'm going to be really clear with you, but it's going to be a break from you not feeling good. It's really going to be, like I said, some of this path is going to be you not being, you're going to need to know the difference between when your feelings are interfering with your goal and when your feelings are real that need to be addressed for you. It's very different. And you've been melding the two a little bit. So the parting of the ways will come when you really choose your own path of joy as the primary thing and cutting the feelings from a business situation. Because that is, then we go to rejection. The truth is, you don't want to be part of a party that doesn't want you as a guest. I mean, you know, the old thing of like, why are you knocking at the door to go to a party with all the people that don't like you? You know, it's kind of like, well, don't go. And I think what happens is sometimes you swirl your feelings in, and that's where, you know, it's funny because in the newest book I have about the cards, the How to Read the Cards for Yourself and Others, there's in the orange cards, which are emotional chakras, it's really about like mature versus immature feelings. And this is really going to be the first 5 months are going to be you really stepping back and going, is that immature or is that mature? Where am I?
Yeah.
And really using that as kind of a divining rod for you. And I hope that helped you. I hope that helps.
It does.
A little bit.
It does. Because we mirror each other back and forth a lot, and I can see that. I know it's a very karmic tie, my significant other and I. And we both do things, you know, irrespective of one another, but, you know, only pick it out when it's directed towards us. And then, you know, we'll do the same thing days later. What I found annoying, I'll end up doing later on. But it's just, like, how to break out of that cycle and also not hurt anyone
well,
in the process.
I think the thing is that you may not – the thing that you might – because this is all the stuff I teach, is that it's not so much about breaking out of a cycle. It's almost breaking into the cycle. You know, people want to get out or get rid of something. And what I say, we got to go in. And when we go in, we recognize that the wounding that's under it is the thing that is our gift. So your ability to fight for what you want is a really important gift, which is why you have not gotten rid of your snarky side.
Exactly.
So what we do with snark is we work on the idea of, oh, I'm being snarky. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, cool. And then, like, for instance, I'm just finishing up my Setting Your Theme class that I'm teaching right now, and my theme this year is kindness. Well, guess what I had to do the other night when I was changing my ticket on United Airlines and I had to buy an entirely new ticket?
That's so funny, too. I used had to be a flight attendant for United Airlines.
Oh, how funny. Okay. And I said, I was very nice to the woman on the phone. She said to me, you know, I would have in the past, like, just blown a gasket. But my snarky had to be tucked in and was sleeping. And I said, you know, I get it. I said, you know what? I'll just buy another ticket. And she was like, oh, okay. And she helped me. She actually helped me with, you know, booking it the way I wanted it and all that. And I walked away going, that was the best $200 I ever lost. Because it was an investment. You know what I'm saying? Because it was about me learning to be kind to people in a way that, you know, and that was a really, and it's constant. Listen, there's a vigilance, you know, and I say this to people who are studying with me all the time and other friends. I say, listen, don't work with anybody that isn't always evolving themselves. You can't. Because it just won't work. You know, you have to go for the truth. So, and you're really on a great, great path, Carrie. I'm really I'm honored that you called in because I feel like you've had and I remember the year my father died. It was in some ways numb, it was some ways enlightening, but he was always there. You know, he's talking about, I don't know what this means, but he's talking about light. And I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's a light. I don't know if it's a stream of light. He's talking about that, like a pinhole light.
Well, there's a light out in his kitchen. I'm actually standing in his unit because we're renovating. So that's probably why you're hearing an echo.
Okay.
And the light kitchen's out. And, you know, it gets getting dark out over here. I'm in Rhode Island, so I just thought it was funny when you said when you brought up light. But yeah, I feel like you mean the light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe it's coming.
And I think that the thing is, he's saying looking for the light. So you're doing really well. And if you're in Rhode Island, definitely I'll be at Omega in October, the Omega Center.
Oh, great.
Up in New York. But jump onto my website, ToriHartman.com, or check out Life Purpose Divination. And definitely get on there so you'll find out about some upcoming things. And I look forward to getting a chance to connect again.
Absolutely. I'm so glad I found your show. Thank you. And we'll speak again soon.
Yes. Have a great day. Thank you. And just so you all know, I literally have like just a couple minutes. So what I'm going to do is I am going to pull a card. I've got three more callers who wanted a reading. And I'm going to pull a card for each of you. And the first one that I'm pulling this card for, just so you know, is 3417. Now, I'm not going to bring you on, but because I want to move through this rather quickly. But I want to just tell you, I pulled the confusion card for you, 3417. And what's coming forward to me about this card is, and I want to remind you, that confusion is a powerful place. You know, sometimes when you're down, you have to stay down. And when I say down, not energetically, but there may be some confusion swirling around you about a decision or about something that you need to do. I'm really feeling energetically, just go to the highest possible solution. And it may be beyond what you think is possible right now. You know, I was once reading for somebody who, you know, said to me, well, you know, I would never sit in the same room with him, like her ex-husband. And I said, what would the highest possible solution be? And she paused and she said, it would be really nice if we all could have dinner. My husband, his wife, all our, you know, because he and I have four kids together. And I said, boy, that's your solution. And she went, that'll never happen. A year later, they spent their first Thanksgiving as an entire family. And it was one of the most moving experiences that, you know, I'd ever gotten feedback on and heard about. So I just want to tell you, there is a possibility for cohesion wherever you are right now. I'm going to move on now to, let me see the last four digits, 8252, and it's from 867. I'm going to pull a card for you. Oh, my gosh, I pulled confusion again. Now, just so you know, I have like three decks, three of my Chakra Wisdom Oracle decks, and I pull from them. I just literally pulled from the middle, and it's confusion. This might be a similar message for you as well, and I want to say this to you, that through this confusion, through the not knowing what to do, comes the knowing when we wait long enough. And I want you to drop your shoulders and breathe and just know you've always found a way out. You've always found a solution in the past. You will get an answer. Just give yourself time to not know. Just be in the not knowing. And for those of you still listening, I want to remind you, and I have one more person, I want to remind you that you can find out more about me on my website, ToriHartman.com. You can also check out my new course, which is like 75% off right now. It's Life Purpose Divination. It is, I think, my best course. I love it. And I will be actually teaching it, and I've never taught it before. So I hope you'll check it out and consider joining me. All right. And my final one, Ms. New York. Is it 8292? I already read you. No, I didn't. Gee. Okay. Here's the thing. I pulled workaholic reverse. This is about breaking an old pattern. Okay. So what's coming up for you, 8292, is breaking an old pattern of what you have always done. And this is a very good thing for you. It's really, really powerful. And I think that's going to be, I just have to tell you, you may be removed from a certain situation, but I have to tell you, turn out just fine and very well. So I hope that helped all of you. And I hope to see some of you on my next call. I do not think I will be able to do the call next week. So if I can't, I will mention it because I'm going to be in Phoenix, but I will see some of you the following week. I'm sending lots and lots of love your way. Please do check out my new course, lifepurposedivination.com, and feel free to connect with me on torihartman.com. That's torihartman.com. And I have enjoyed
chilling with all of you today. Much love, everybody. Have just like a juicy, fabulous week. Card of the week, miracle reversed. Remember, there's always some inspiration, and it's usually coming from how you see the experience in your external world. Much love. Have a blessed week. Bye for now.